From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is reportedly considering having a senior corporate executive succeed Lawrence Summers as head of the National Economic Council. Summers says he'll depart at the end of this year to return to Harvard University. The Wall Street Journal reports one possible candidate for the job may be former Xerox chief executive Anne Mulcahy, who's a member of the president's Economic Advisory Board. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the announcement of Summers' resignation comes as the administration tries to show progress in shoring up the nation's shaky economic recovery.
Larry Summers has been at the top of the president's economic team. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says given that pressure, nobody should be surprised when someone decides to step out of the government bubble.
You know, the last 2 years have been at a remarkable pace, far more hectic than a campaign in which I think many of us thought, boy, is it going to get, could it get any crazier than this? And, you know, many days around here, the answer is absolutely.
The president asked Summers to stay through the end of this year, according to a senior administration official. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
A major defense spending bill is in limbo after Senate Republicans blocked the measure from advancing because of their opposition to several amendments, including a proposed repeal of the policy banning gays from serving openly in the military. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he'll bring the legislation up again after the congressional elections. A bomb blast in Iran has killed 10 people and injured more than 50 others today. The BBC's Bob Trevelyan says the blast occurred during a military parade.
Official Iranian media say the bomb exploded among spectators watching the parade in Mahabad, near the border with the Kurdish region of Iraq. Most of those killed were said to be women or children. Mahabad has a sizable Kurdish population, and anti-government feeling has been running high there.
The BBC's Bob Trevelyan. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is making another push to reduce distracted driving.
You need to become part of our team. You need to become part of our army.
That's LaHood speaking at a Washington summit. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what's coming out of that gathering?
Well, LaHood hopes there will be new awareness, Craig, of how dangerous distracted driving can be. The latest figures show it's involved in 16% of highway deaths. Officials are focusing on people using mobile devices, including cell phones, text messaging, but it's more than that. Here's Greg Zafke at the meeting. His mother died in a distracted driving event last year.
She was stopped at a stoplight and was hit at 50 miles an hour by a lady that decided that she needed to paint her nails. It's a 48-year-old woman that decides that that was important.
So what legislation are anti-distracted driving advocates seeking?
Well, they want to see Congress pass pending legislation that would push all 50 states to ban text messaging by drivers. 30 states in the District of Columbia now ban it. And there's also an effort to close a trucking loophole that permits texting by drivers of heavy trucks carrying hazardous materials.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. This is NPR News. President Obama travels to New York City to speak to a summit on global poverty at the United Nations this afternoon. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is pushing global leaders to meet UN goals to significantly reduce poverty worldwide by the year 2015. Democratic Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. of Illinois is denying reports he directed a businessman to offer millions of dollars in campaign cash to the state's former governor, Rod Blagojevich, in exchange for appointment to the Senate seat once held by the president. NPR's David Shaper reports Jackson is apologizing for a relationship with a female acquaintance.
The Chicago Sun-Times reports that during the course of the investigation of former Governor Blagojevich, businessman Roger Ver Nayak told the FBI that Jackson directed him to offer to raise $6 million for Blagojevich's campaign fund if Blagojevich would appoint Jackson to President Obama's former Senate seat. Nayak also reportedly told the FBI that he paid for airline tickets for a woman described as a social acquaintance of Jackson to fly between Washington and Chicago. In a statement released by his office, Jackson says the fundraising allegations are false and preposterous. Jackson then says, quote, "The reference to a social acquaintance is a private and personal matter between me and my wife that was handled some time ago." David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Eight current and former officials of the city of Bell, California, have been arrested and charged with misappropriating more than $5 million in public funds. Los Angeles County District Attorney Steve Cooley.
The complaint alleges they used the tax dollars collected from the hardworking citizens of Bell as their own piggy bank, which they then looted at will.
A county board is asking California Attorney General Jerry Brown to name a receiver to take over day-to-day management of the city. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.